Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
Hello, Enjoy Church. My name is Pastor Jared, coming to you from all the way in Southern California in the United States. And we're excited that you are with us here at Higher Vision Church. I'm sharing from my auditorium right to you, wherever you are online or in your locations all across Australia. You know, I want to say how much I appreciate your pastors, Pastor Shane and Georgie Baxter. You know, they are amazing leaders. Not only are they great visionaries, but they're people who are humble and people who have integrity. And I'll tell you what, those three things make someone who is incredible and someone who is worthy of honor. So can you do something? I want to encourage you this week to send a text, a note, DM. Let them know that you appreciate them and that you're praying for them. We're so blessed to be with you today. And I want to share with you on a theme called Unshakable Faith. But you know, I know that across Australia, especially in Victoria and the Melbourne area, there's the shutdown that's happening, and literally you can't leave. This pandemic has been crazy. We are, in our church, in the shutdown as well. We're not allowed to have services inside. We're really not supposed to go outside. Your situation is even more severe. And I got to tell you, the only way we've made it through is with a little humor. You know, the Bible says that laughter is like a medicine. So I had a few people send me a meme, and I want to share it with you in joy. So take a look at this. This is a How Pastors Think I Watch Live Stream. And you can see right there, the family's dressed up. They got their shoes on. They got their hands up, their Bibles, some popcorn. And then it says, reality, laying there in their pajamas. Come on, some of you are watching in your jammies right now. And if you are, we're glad you're with us. You know what? Today, I'm just glad, whether you're in a home or maybe you're in a location and you're open, we're so glad that you're joining us. And you know, it's okay whether you're in your pajamas or whether you're dressed up, God sees your heart. Here's another funny one. This will make a little sense for some of you in Victoria. It says, looking at the map for some weekend travel ideas. Let's see. Should I go to the garage this weekend or to the dining room? Oh, man, it is a crazy season that we're in. And you know, if there were ever a time that you and I needed unshakable faith, it's right now. And so I want to do something. I know this might be weird for some of you, but we do this at Higher Vision Church. Would you stand wherever you are in a location? Let's all stand. Or if you're at home somewhere, stand. If you're driving and listening, please don't stand. But we're going to stand and we're going to read this verse, and we're going to talk about unshakable faith. And before we read it, we're going to hear a story about Rack, Shack, and Benny. Come on, do we have any VeggieTale people? Remember those days? VeggieTales. It's a story about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The king had made a decree that you must worship this huge gold statue that I've created. And if you don't, I'm going to throw you into a fiery furnace. And I want you to see what Rack, Shack, and Benny had to say. Would you stand? Let's read it together. It's found in Daniel chapter 3. Here's what it says. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, come on, help me out. The God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power. That was their decision to have unshakable faith. You see it right there. Would you close your eyes right now? Holy Spirit, I ask you in this moment to speak to each one of us. And Lord, in this difficult pandemic, in this difficult season, give us unshakable faith. The enemy wants to pull the rug out from under us. But Lord, today we're going to stand strong. Our house is built on the rock. It's on Christ. We're going to have unshakable faith. So fill us up with a measure of faith today. In Jesus' name. Come on, everybody shout. Amen. Amen. You can sit down wherever you are. We just read a moment ago about Rack, Shack, and Benny and how they said, we're going to have unshakable faith. Even if we have to go into the fiery furnace, we're not going to change our desires. We're not going to back down, but we're going to stand with our conviction. And I want to give you four principles to have unshakable faith. These are the characteristics of unshakable faith. Write this down if you're taking notes. Point number one is this. Unshakable faith doesn't quit during the test. Unshakable faith doesn't quit during the test. Let's read the next verse in Daniel chapter 3, verse 18. They say this, listen, we're not going to bow. Even if you have to throw us in the fiery furnace. He goes, they say, even if he doesn't deliver us. Because remember, they said, our God, we believe in faith, our God will deliver us. But even if he doesn't, watch what they say, we will never. We're not going to quit. We're not going to give up in the middle of this test. We're never going to serve your gods or worship the God statue that you have set up. You know, the reality is that nobody likes to take tests. In fact, when the tests come, have you ever thought, that's it, I'm out, I quit? my nieces and nephews, when we go together camping and we start playing games, if I've realized that when they start to lose, you know, it's easy for the kids to say, I'm done, I quit. Because they don't want to finish the test and fail. And sometimes because we face troubles and we face difficulties, we can say, that's it, I quit, I'm out, I'm done. But I love what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said. They said, we will never quit. Even if this test means we die, we will never quit. Why is it that God allows tests in our life? You know, 1 Peter says that the fiery tests, what do? They purify us like gold. They make our faith strong. And the reality is that, you see, when you go through a test, what happens is you build confidence for the next test, right? When you're in school, you take a test and you pass it, so then you're ready for the next test, the next grade. Can I just point out that maybe the next level of blessing is on the other side of your testing? It's interesting because we look in the scripture and we see this principle. My father-in-law is a welder and he has a union that he works for. And the guys who wanted to be welders would come in on Saturdays as apprentices and they would do welding tests. And every time they passed a test, they got a new test until they had passed enough tests to then go out into the field and work. And here's the point. You see, because they'd passed the test, they were confident when the next test came that with their knowledge and ability, they would pass the test. And that's the way God does in our lives. That's what he does, is we go through tests to build and strengthen us for the next test that we face. Remember the story of David? When Goliath came, he said, I can defeat Goliath. And they said, why do you think you can defeat Goliath? He said, because I already beat a bear and I already took out a lion. And if God was able to help me pass that test, he'll help me to pass this test. You see, the point is simply this, is that a faith tested is a faith trusted. And you see, when you go through a test with God, here's the good news. God helps you through that test. And when he helps you through the test, here's what you realize. You realize, wait a minute, if God was faithful yesterday, then there's a promise in the Bible. And here's what the promise of the Bible says. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. In other words, God has been faithful. Think about it right now. Think of the tests that you've gone through. Think of the faithfulness of God in your past. Because now as you stand in the middle of this pandemic, as you stand in the middle of these trials, you can be confident of this. What does the Bible say? I'm confident in this, that he who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. In other words, God is faithful yesterday and he's faithful now, even in the middle of your test. So don't give up. Unshakable faith doesn't quit in the middle of a test. I want to give you the second point. The second point says this. It says unshakable faith is found in strong community. Unshakable faith is found in strong community. I want to read to you the beginning of the story, and here's how it began. There were some men who were jealous of Rakshak and Benny because God's hand was on them. His favor was on them. So they came up with a law to try to get them in trouble with the king. And look what they say when they say to the king. They say, but there's some Jews, and then they list the three of them, Rakshak and Benny, my VeggieTales background right there, whom you have put in charge of the province of Babylon. It says, they refuse to serve your gods and do not worship the gold statue you have set up. You know what's interesting is I was meditating on this part of the story. What really came clear to me was that the reason you and I know of a fiery furnace is because there were three men. And there's an interesting scripture in the Bible, and here's what the interesting scripture says. It's Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12, which says, two are better than one. One can be defeated, but two can fight off the enemy. And then it goes on to say, but a three-stranded cord cannot easily be broken. I got to tell you, I think that you would never know of Meshach or Abednego if there had just been a Shadrach. You would have never known of Abednego if there had just been a Meshach. Because I'm going to tell you, in life, when we're isolated and we're alone, and many of you right now feel so isolated because you're not allowed to leave your house or whatever your circumstances may be. And the reality is when we're alone, the enemy can jump into our mind, he can play. I got to tell you, there had to be moments where Shadrach said, guys, I don't know if I can do this furnace fire thing. That's a horrible way to die. Maybe we should, and you, what do? You start justifying. Well, we could just come up with another way. We live to fight another day. We'll come up with another law, maybe to get around it. I'm sure each one of them had a moment where they wanted to quit. But you see, the power of community is that the Bible says that two are better than one because when one falls, you can lift them up. You see, I believe that we know of the fiery furnace. I believe we know of this incredible team, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because there's power. Our faith becomes unshakable in community. If there were ever a time in Joy Church where you need to be every weekend online or in your location, if there were ever a time you need to be in a Zoom circle or small group in your church, it's right now because unshakable faith is found in community. I want to show you a cool verse. It's literally a verse about unshakable faith. Hebrews chapter 10 says, "Let us hold tightly without wavering," which by the way, that means unshakable. So let us hold tightly to unshakable hope or faith. So let us hold to the unwavering, to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promises. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. You know, as I read this and I meditated on the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the Holy Spirit said, read this backwards and it'll show you unshakable faith. Because think about it. Right now, we're isolated. We're pulled aside. If there were ever a time people are discouraged to say, I don't know if I need to be in church. I don't got time for that. Look at what this scripture says. If you read it backwards, you and I will encourage each other when we commit to community. And that encouragement that helps us be in community, if you go back to the previous verse, it says it'll cause us to start thinking of ways to motivate each other to do good things, which will give us unshakable faith in a God who fulfills his promises. The point is that unshakable faith is found in community. You need your brother and your sister. You need each other. Together, we make it through when we commit to community. You know, it's interesting. My son, Tanner, he's on staff here at Higher Vision Church. He oversees our young adults ministry as the young adults pastor. When he was about 19 years of age, he came to me and said, Dad, I feel like God's calling us to do something for sex trafficking, to make a difference in the world. And so we want to do this thing called Ride for Freedom. And we're going to ride our bikes from the east coast of the mainland of the United States, from the west coast, all the way across to the east coast. That's 3,200 miles. And we're just going to do it on a 10-speed bicycle. When we have to, we'll stop on the side of the road and we'll put up a tent. They didn't have a chase vehicle. And I'll never forget that they got all their stuff together and they went and they started the ride across. And as they were doing it, they were talking about how many people are trafficked and sex trafficking in our world. And they were raising money and raising awareness to help people set free or be set free from this horrible form of slavery. And I can't tell you how many times that I'd call my son on the phone and say, hey, Dad, I'm riding. I'm like, where are you? Well, I'm in Nebraska or I'm in Colorado. And we just went over 10,000 elevation and it was tough, Dad. And I wanted to give up. And he'd tell this story over and over again. He said, Dad, just at the moment when I was going to say, it's done, it's over, I can't do it, can't go another mile, I'd get a text on my phone from someone who said, praying for you, Tanner, you guys are going to make it. Or one of the guys in our four-member group would pull to the side and we'd stop and they'd say, man, I'm done. And then somebody else would say, no, we got this. Lives are at stake. We can do this. And can I tell you, after 52 days, they made it from the West Coast to the East Coast. They raised over $50,000. They had over 30 women that were rescued from sex trafficking and went into brothels and got them out. Not only that, a year later, we had a special event for our women at our church, and there were things in the back that the women who'd been rescued because they were taught a trade, they had made those items, clothing and necklaces, and sold them at our church, told their story, and we were able to bless them and help them make a living because someone decided, I'm not going to give up. You will have unshakable faith when you're in community. Come on, y'all with me, say amen. Unshakable faith is found in community. Let me give you the next point. Write this down. Unshakable faith is willing to sacrifice. Unshakable faith is willing to sacrifice. Let's go back to the verse we just read because I want to highlight something. They simply say this, even if he doesn't deliver us, we won't give up. We won't quit. We won't bow down. In other words, let me say it this way. What they were saying is that even if this step of faith requires sacrifice, we'll do it. unshakable faith is willing to sacrifice. You see, when God calls us to unshakable faith, often a sacrifice is required. But we live in a culture where we don't want to have to go too far. We want to have some requirements. We want to have some guarantees. We want to have insurance, right? Well, okay, I'll buy this product if you give me a 60-day money-back guarantee. And if we're not careful, we'll bring that spirit of our culture into our faith. And we'll go, okay, God, I'll serve you when everything is going good. Okay, God, I'll serve you when there's no pandemic. I'll serve you when I got a good job and I'm making a lot of money. I'll serve you when I'm not sick. I'll serve you, God, when I'm not struggling in my marriage. And how many know sometimes we go through life? In fact, Jesus said, in this life, you will have troubles. Sometimes the journey of faith requires sacrifice. That's why Jesus said, anybody who comes after me must deny himself, pick up his cross, make the sacrifice, and follow me. Reminds me of a story about this farmer. And he runs in to his wife one day, and he says, honey, we just had 2 twin calves, which was very rare in that day. She said, that's great, honey. He said, you know what I want to do? I just am thankful. I want to dedicate one of those calves to God. She's like, that's a great idea. Which calf? And he goes, you know, you get caught up in the details. We'll just figure it out when we get to it. 2 weeks later, he comes walking in with a sad look on his face. And she goes, honey, what's wrong? He said, you won't believe it, but the Lord's calf just died. And some of you are laughing at that story right now. Some of you are just going, whoo, right over your head. Here's the point, is that it was easy to say that the Lord's calf died. See, sacrifice is difficult. Let me just make it real for a minute. Maybe you're so busy staying at home, trying to teach your kids school, trying to work at house, trying to keep things going, have to stay at home and the stress and everything's going on. And finally, you get a little time for yourself and you're like, wait a minute, am I going to do my devotions, which I feel like God wants me to do, or am I going to work out? And then if you're not careful, guess what happens? Oh, the Lord's calf died and you're working out. Or maybe you're called to give to a building program or something that God's called you to do above and beyond your tithes and offerings. And then you start thinking, well, wait a minute, we're in a pandemic. Things have been a little tight, and I don't know if I'm going to have enough to do that extra project. So should I give to the thing God told me to give to, or should I save him for a rainy day? And the next thing you know, the Lord's calf died. Come on, y'all still with me? Or maybe you're in a relationship and you're like, I don't know if this is Mr. Right now or this is Mr. Right. And so what happens? The Lord's calf dies. And next thing you know is you continue dating Mr. Right now when you know it's not Mr. Right. See, no matter what it is, it could be, hey, I feel like I'm supposed to serve and help the church with some of the things they're doing, but rugby season just started and the Lord's calf died. And if we're not careful, what happens is our intentions are good until sacrifice is required. But I want to tell you something about unshakable faith. Unshakable faith says, Rakshak and Benny say, even if it requires a sacrifice, I want to challenge you in this season, what is God calling you to sacrifice? Because I'm going to tell you, you will have unshakable faith. You will get through the fire when God is with you. You'll get through the fire when you say, God, I'm going to have unshakable faith, even if it costs me something. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Don't give up in the middle of your test. I want to give you the last thought about unshakable faith. And to me, this is the most powerful of all. We've learned that unshakable faith doesn't quit in the middle of the test, right? We learn unshakable faith is willing to sacrifice. We learn unshakable faith is found in community. And the last thing, I want you to write this down, unshakable faith reveals God's presence. See, what happened in the story is the king was so angry that Rakshak and Benny hadn't bowed that he said, I want you to turn that heater, that fire up 7 times hotter. And they bound him with ropes. And the men who literally threw Rakshak and Benny in the fire, they died because the fire was so hot. And the king now, he's happy. Finally, maybe his rage is being satisfied because he was able to take revenge on these men who defied him. He threw them into the fire. And then what happens? Look what it says in Daniel chapter 3, verse 25. He goes, wait a minute. Didn't we throw 3 in there? I see 4 men unbound walking around in the fire unharmed. And the fourth looks like a god. This is a reference to the Son of God. Many theologians believe this is actually Jesus, a pre-incarnate Jesus before he came into the world. Then Nebuchadnezzar shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out." Then the high officers crowded around them and saw that the fire had not even touched them. Not a hair of their heads was singed, and their clothing was not scorched. They didn't even smell like smoke. Can I just pause for a second before we go into this point and just say, isn't it interesting that when they went in the fire, that when it was over, they didn't even smell like smoke? I don't know if you've ever bought a car that had a smoker before it. Have you gone to a hotel room and you went in and they say, this is a non-smoking room? And you're like, no, it's not. Because I can still smell the residue of the smoke. You know what I love about this story is that when you walk through your trial, when you walk through the difficulties of life, maybe you went through a divorce. Maybe you struggled with an addiction. Maybe right now you're experiencing depression from being at home. Maybe you're going through difficulties with your job and finances. Here's the good news. When you stay focused on Jesus, when you say, I'm going to have unshakable faith and make a sacrifice in the midst of this challenge, guess what? That fire, that trial doesn't have to mark you. Your divorce doesn't have to mark you. Your failed business doesn't have to mark you. Your past doesn't have to mark you. You're marked by a different mark, and that is the mark of Jesus Christ's grace and favor and love on your life. Man, that's the power of unshakable faith. The other part of this story that's interesting is it says that he saw a fourth man. In other words, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they experienced the presence, they saw and experienced the presence of Jesus in the midst of their fire. Here's what's powerful about that. They were from Israel, but they had been taken out of Israel years earlier. They hadn't been back to Israel in years. They were in exile. And in Israel, only one person, one time a year, that was the high priest, was allowed to go into the ark, or where the Ark of the Covenant was, behind the veil in the Holy of Holies. And when they went in there, they saw this blue flame that was between the Ark of the Cherubim on top of the Ark of the Covenant. It was the presence of Almighty God. So only one person experienced literally the presence of God. But now, in a place they didn't think they would be, how many of you are in a place you never thought you'd be? Locked up in your home, not able to go and hang out with your friends. But isn't it interesting that this group of people who loved God, even when they were in a place they never thought they would be, far away from wherever they ever thought they were going to go, what happened? Because they had unshakable faith, God showed up in the middle of the fire. In fact, can I just say this? You may never know how close God is until you go through the fire. He's an ever-present help in time of need. Some of you have never seen him as the provider, because you've always had everything you needed, and now he's been providing for you. God shows up in the middle of the fire, and here's what you need to know, is don't run from the fire. If anything, run to the fire, because if God is with you in the fire, he's going to be present, and here's what he'll do. He'll take off every chain. He'll break off every bondage. He'll open your eyes. You'll see things you never saw before. You'll experience things you've never experienced before. The grace and power of God is available to you if you're willing to go through the fire. Unshakable faith has God's presence, his power in the midst of the fire. Whew. Don't run from it. Just lean into Jesus and surrender. You know how this story ends? Here's what the king says. He brings them out and he realizes, you know what? Your God is the real God. In fact, and he makes a proclamation. If anyone in the kingdom speaks a word against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego or their God, here's what we're going to do. We're going to rip their arms off. A little gory today. Rip off their arms. And we're going to tear their house down and burn it to the ground. You know what's cool about that? I mean, it's not cool that they were going to do that. But here's what's interesting. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were marked by the enemy. Their enemy was coming after them. All the time they were coming after him. But because they stayed faithful in the middle of the fire, what the enemy meant for harm, God used for good. Because now for the rest of their lives and their children's lives, they were protected by the king. Maybe your greatest level of protection from the enemy isn't running from the fire, but it's being faithful in the middle of the fire. I want to pray today over all of you that are joining us in each location and those joining us online, wherever you are. I want you all to close your eyes and I want to ask a question. If you're joining us today you didn't know that Jesus loves you. You didn't know that God has a place called heaven created for you. Or maybe you heard about it, but you don't have a relationship with Jesus. Can I tell you something? The good news is that Jesus came to give you eternal life. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. But he also said, I want to give you abundant life in this world. Your best level of living, your best potential of life, your best ability to make it through the trials of life is to invite Jesus into your heart. And today, if you've never invited him, if you'll count, when I count to three, if you'll lift your hand, God will see your hand. And if you'll pray this prayer with me, the Bible says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. If you confess your sin, he'll forgive you of your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. If you call on his name, you'll be saved. So today, if you want to go to heaven, if you want to have his grace to help you through the fires of life, when I say three, lift your hand right now. Ready? Now, some of you need to rededicate yourself. When I say three, you lift your hand. Where are you? One, two, three. Lift it up high. God sees your hand. The Bible says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, the Lord Jesus, you will be saved. Everybody pray this prayer with me now. Say, Jesus, today, I realize I make mistakes. I do things wrong. I sin. Come into my life. Forgive me. I put my faith in you. Starting today, I want eternal life and I want abundant life as I follow you, even through the fire. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, I want you to reach out to somebody in a chat room or someone, or email someone at Enjoy Church and let them know you made that decision. But now today, I want to pray for everyone because so many are going through the fire. Would you do this? I want everyone to just stretch your hand towards that camera, towards that screen. Your hands are stretched. I want to pray over you today. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that, Lord, you are the ever-present help in time of need. You are the fourth man in the fire. This means that when we stand on you, when we put our faith in you, Lord, when we don't waver, when we don't run, when we don't complain, but when we lean into you, God, you are with us in the fire. And I pray, reveal yourself to people that are joining us right now. Reveal yourself in the midst of this challenge with their marriage. Reveal yourself in the midst of their financial difficulties. Reveal yourself in the midst of their physical anxieties and sicknesses and depressions. Reveal yourself in the midst of the fire. And I pray, Lord, bring your protection, bring your deliverance, bring your healing, bring your freedom, bring your power to each one of us as we lean into you in the midst of our tests, in the midst of our fire, in the midst of our challenges. Lord, I thank you for some that have felt like running, saying, I don't need the church. I don't need my friends. Lord, pull them back into community. Help them to lean into their church, lean into their leadership, lean into their believing friends. And God, I believe as you do, a threefold strand will not be easily broken. God is going to bless you in the midst of this season. And your faith, Lord, release a new measure of faith. I declare it in Jesus' name to every man, to every woman, to every student, every child, every grandparent, everyone watching, release a measure, a new measure of faith. Fill them up to have unshakable faith. In Jesus' name, amen.